Sylvia, you're on CJAD. You have a question for Alan about the green spaces.
Yes. Yes, I have a very enthusiastic comment to make.
Go ahead.
Well, is Alan there?
Yeah, I'm on, Sylvia. How are you?
I'm just fine, Alan, and I'm just saying this is great news that the city is going to purchase the southern part of Woods Number 3, and that's located out in the Alsalorm Eco Territory. And so that's perfect because that's to lose that chunk would make a great hole in a wonderful swath of green spaces.
All right. For those who don't know about the numbers you're throwing around and everything, Sylvia, the heart of the West Island, right? And the city of Montreal is helping preserve green space out there.
Yes, indeed. And that eco corridor stretches from Beaconsfield in the south all the way up on either side of Anselorm Road to Lake of Two Mountains. And Woods Number 3, more formally known as Anselorm Forest, is right in the middle of that area.
Yeah. So it's a great old growth, big trees.
Yeah, I think, Sylvia, I think it's a lot of big trees over there that can house bird populations and a lot of wetlands as well there with the river nearby. It's something that's been, that people, the Green Coalition and many of the people in the community have wanted to protect for years.
Absolutely, Alan. That forest is rated number one in ecological qualities, the greatest biodiversity of any woods on the island of Montreal.
Now, Sylvia and Alan, if I remember, though, there's some controversy here in that a lot of the West Island mayors want to develop that land, did they not?
Well, I think the people in the community want it protected, and so I think there were some votes against it. I'm hopeful that people will see the light of day, is that you have to balance out the protection of green space and development. And it's got to a point where people want it for the quality of life. People want the woods, not just for them, but for future generations. And you can't lose something like that. You can't lose the lungs of the West Island by developing important forests like the L'Anselorm Forest, Woods Number 3.
One final thing I'd like to get in there is that work to save the Woods Number 3 or Anselorm Forest began in the late 80s and early 90s with a group led, a Green Coalition group led by Linda Trickey. And their work led to the protection of about two-thirds of the forest back in 1991. And now finally with the torch taken up by Ryan Young and people like Daniel Oyama, finally the southern part after 20 years will be safe.
It's done.
It's done.
Sylvia, thank you so much. And it's nice to start with some positive stuff, too.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Sylvia, for all your work on this as well, because I know you and the Green Coalition has pushed hard. You've held the politicians' feet to the fire. It's nice to be able to deliver this one.
All right, and that is out on the West Island, too, so good on you. Your questions about the city of Montreal.